Hey, hi everyone. Hope you all are doing good. Well, I'm coming back after a little break, and today I want to share about a very beautiful topic. But before that, I just want to ask one question to all of you, whoever is listening. How many of you have actually recognized that, you know, many a times you start to do something, right, or start on some project or some work, some creative idea, and you're not able to complete that task on time? And what happens is that you leave that in between and maybe you move on to the next task, right? And the cycle kind of continue, and that makes you really frustrated, right? And maybe sometimes you will just end up mindlessly scrolling on the social media, on your mobile. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that all in all, you're struggling with managing your time, right? Managing your time effectively, I would say, isn't it? And you would, you know, actually feel that you feel that the day has just gone wasted, and it kind of keep you stressed, right? And it keeps you from that feeling of, you know, unfulfilling and not satisfied, even though you have been working, but, you know, it has not met your expectations, or you're not able to reach the finish line. And what happens is that again, next day you will start with so much of enthusiasm, but in no time you will again find yourself in the same loop, and that same loop keeps going again and again, day by day. Yes, don't worry. I see you and I hear you, and I have been there too for a very long time. I definitely can confess on that. And at that time, you know, I really didn't know that as a person who was always, you know, was really focused, very disciplined, was actually really going on. Right, and that was something was really bothering me a lot, because why is that I'm not able to finish, you know, what I start actually? And you know the side effects of that are that one is that you start blaming yourself, you start cursing yourself, and secondly, yes, you're anyway not able to complete the task that you wanted to do it, right? So don't worry, that's why I'm here to share you some of the effective ways to, you know, manage your time, how to make your distraction less and be more focused for whatever you're doing, whether it is for 5 minutes or 1 hour. Okay, so just it's not so and also I wanted to say is that just also understand that it's not just your unique problem that you're not able to complete the task, or, you know, so distracted that you're not able to complete the task on time. It's become a universal or a mass problem nowadays. I mean, that's an irony, but yes, of course, I would say that you are definitely the few ones or the lucky ones who at least became aware of that, okay, yes, I know that I'm getting distracted. I know that I'm not able to effectively manage the time. And you are looking for change. So congratulations on that, because you are that lucky few ones who became aware of that, right? So now what's the next step? So how do we get there where we want to be, right? So let me share basically what actually worked for me, and I'm hoping that it helps you as well. So first and foremost, I think was a realization that I need to accept that, yes, okay, this has become kind of a weakness for me, or this has become, you know, a kind of a thing which is not helping me. So basically, you have acceptance is the key. Accept that it's okay. At least I am aware of it, right? So don't resist, because the more you will try to resist, oh, this is not me, why is this happening, the more it will kind of affect you. So one is that accept, okay, this is something which is not good for me. And with that acceptance, then you become that, okay, fine, I'm ready to make a change. You know, we all at some point need to learn and grow, isn't it? So just say to yourself now, along with me, just say to yourself that, yes, now I'm aware that I'm not good at managing time. I get distracted easily. But in spite of that, I accept myself, and now I'm ready to improve myself with grace and full acceptance. When you say these words, you know, you feel that calmness inside your heart. And now the next step will come more easily for you. Instead of that somebody, you know, really pushing you to do that or a need to prove, it will come automatically to you. Now, what can I do to, you know, complete that current task which I am having right now in my hand? So one of the beautiful technique which I used was, it's called as a Pomodoro technique of time management. Some of you would have heard it also, but just to explain it, what is that is basically Pomodoro is kind of a timer, okay? And usually they say to keep that as a 25 minute of timer, but for me, I kept it to start with, I kept it 15 minutes. So what do you do is that, let's say you have some particular task or a project to complete, okay? So how do you do is you just set a timer for, let's say, 15 minutes. So 15 minutes were for me. If you want, you can increase to 25 minutes, or even you can keep it for 10 minutes to start, okay? So and the second most important thing is, apart from the timer, please keep your phone in the very far away room in your house, or if you can switch off for that 15 minutes, please do that. That is also the key step. Please keep that distraction away, and mind you, you have to do it. Without that, even the Pomodoro technique won't work. Okay, it would have worked earlier in the earlier times where the phone was not that so accessible, but it won't work now. So please keep your phone away, as far as away you can keep it, okay? And second thing, even on your laptop, when you're working, please make sure that you don't have multiple windows open. Please close all the multiple windows except the task at hand which you are doing it, and especially all the social media apps, even the WhatsApp, the web version that we have, please close that. Anything which is bringing a distraction, please close that. And you have to do it even if you don't want to do it. Okay, don't think that, oh no, I would be able to manage the time, I would be able to not see that. That's not going to happen because it's right in front of you. So please make sure, believe me, this was the second most important step for me which worked, because I said only I am going to only have one window open in front of me, not even Gmail, not even any other social media, anything, nothing was open. So please close that. And second thing is that when you're starting the timer, okay, before that, just also mentally affirm or say this, a strong intention in your mind or aloud, that I'm going to be focused for next 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it is, okay? So you have to really tell your mind, okay, mind, for the next 15 minutes, I need to be focused, and believe me, it works, okay? So now what you're going to do is that you've set, let's say, your timer for 15 minutes or whatever it is, and you have completed the work, right? Now after that, you've completed the work. See, don't measure that how much you've completed. How much you have completed. The idea is not about how much. The idea is that, are you able to sit 15 minutes undistracted and focused? Okay? So just hang in there, and believe me that within 5 minutes, you know, you will start getting jittery, or you will start to, you know, look for your phone, or maybe something like, you know, okay, maybe just look for some messages, maybe for a few seconds. Believe me, that's going to happen. Stay there, hang in there. Because, you know, what is happening is right now you're creating a new habit, and also a new neural pathways in your brain. Okay. And that needs practice. It won't happen once. That needs practice and dedication. It might be hard for a couple of times initially, but once you start practicing it, your mind will get adjusted to this new habit. It will start believing that, yes, it's easy for me to focus for longer time. Okay, and after that, what happens is that, let's say your 15 minutes is done, you take a break. And in that break, you can just walk around, you can look outside, move your body, whatever it is. You can take 5 minutes break, 10 minutes or longer, however you want to break it. And along with that, in that break, just have one journal handy with you, a new journal. And in that, you are going to make 4 columns. First one, write the date, the time, and the task you worked on. And the most important, the last column is that, what are the feelings you had after you sat for 15 minutes and worked on that particular task or the project. Basically, you have to appreciate yourself that whatever it was, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, you were there completely dedicated to that task. And mind you, here we are not measuring the efficiency of the task, okay? That is all very subjective. But for the matter of the fact that you were there 15 minutes, definitely something productive is gonna happen, right? So just focus on that. And what would and also another thing that would happen is that slowly you will see, you know, your focus. So now you have the timer for, let's say, 15 minutes. When you become comfortable, increase the timer to, let's say, 25 minutes, then to maybe 40 minutes, and then to maybe 60 minutes, whatever feels comfortable, right? So slowly you will see that your focus will keep on improving from 15 to 20 to 30 to 1 hour. And what a win, isn't it? I mean, it's like you kept blaming yourself that, you know, I can't sit for my task or I don't complete it. But now slowly your mind is getting used to it, understanding, yes, if it can do in 15 minutes, it can also sit for 30 minutes. It can also sit for hours. And believe me, I can assure you, if you set this an intention that I have to do it, it'll happen. But the intention has to be really, really strong. And one last thing which I want to add here is, which also helped me, was that just attach any of the tasks you're doing, whether it's a work or even if it is your housework, to some kind of a serving need. What it means is that basically, you know, what happens is that when we feel that we're adding a value to others or we're helping others through our work, our mind is more focused and inspired, isn't it? Like, let's say even if you have to reply to an email, a simple email, or go through your project or a lesson, or maybe you have to create some video or content, whatever it is, right? So just say to yourself that, you know, whatever work I'm doing, I'm actually helping others. I'm adding value to the others. See, we are people who, you know, look for that connection where we see that our work is adding value. And definitely it's much easier when we see that our work is adding value to others rather than just keep focusing on ourselves. So this was something which was very beautiful thing, which, you know, really helped me. And so just try that, adding a value based on your, you know, the need of the serving, whatever work you are doing it. Okay. And I think before I close, there's one more thing which I want to say, that please don't set huge expectation about the task in hand. Okay. See, the idea here is, yes, you want to be productive, but at the same time, don't have very dreamy aspirations. Okay, you know, if I create, you know, let's say my whole YouTube video, then only I will feel happy. I will feel that I managed the time. No, just if the, you know, anything which keeps you overwhelming, divide them into baby steps. Okay, very small baby steps. And just say, I'm going to take one day at a time and maybe just 15 minutes. You know, whatever gets completed, I am okay with it. So if you just get that, even this is fine. See, you're training basically your mind that it's possible, you know. So from 15 minutes, it'll go to 16 minutes and then it'll go to hours. Believe me, if this works, the baby steps really works, because at least you're getting something done instead of just feeling that, oh my God, how would I do so much of a big thing, right? And also, please start building that habit that you are bringing your focus to not that you don't want, basically. Okay, focus on what you want, right? So, because you don't want to have, what I want to say is that it's okay even if you did a little bit of it, okay? So, but don't start focusing on saying, oh, I don't want to feel frustrated. I don't want to feel that I can't do it. So focus on what I want. Say, I can do it. If I can do for 15 minutes, I can do for hours also. And I'm saying that you don't really have to, you know, kind of move the mountains in one day, right? For me, it's like, even if you move a brick, or for that matter, even a pebble, one pebble is also fine, right? So you at least moved something. So, and one day, yes, you will be able to move the mountain. Why not? So, yeah, I think that's what I really wanted to share. And I know many of us have been struggling with it, and I hope that this sharing helps you. And please feel free to share your feedback, experiences, if you try and apply this. So happy creating, and you already are focused. I mean, see, you already listened to this podcast for almost like 10 to 15 minutes. So you are good at managing time. So now get up and maybe move a brick or a pebble, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.